The Gemara on Daf Samach Beis on the Beis begins the sugya of Amar Yehuda Mishmul Halacha Kerav Lezer Ben Yaakov. The Gemara says that the Halacha always follows the opinion of Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov, since, as the Gemara says, Mishnosai Kav Naki, what he says is very, doesn't say that much, but whatever he says is very clear and accepted. And then the Gemara asks, Ma l'ruy b'makam rabbi? May one, in fact, say this halacha? May one paskin even this rule b'makam rabbi in the place of his Rebbe, that the halacha is always like Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov? And the Gemara begins the sugya, that also l'hoiris, that the halacha is that one, amalei fila bei b'kutcha, even simply something as simple as bei b'kutcha, eggs and milk, may not be said in the presence of one's Rebbe. And our Gemara now begins that sugya of covered Rav. And the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, give different reasons why it's so important, why it's usher to paskin a shayla, as the Gemara goes into great length, in the place of one's Rebbe. And actually, the Rishonim have a number of explanations for the seriousness of this issur. One explanation given is because it's a chutzpah. It certainly represents a chutzpah for a Talmud to paskin a shayla in the place of his Rebbe. Others say that's Rashi's opinion here and in other places as well. Other Rishonim say the reason is because we know that one paskins a shayla, he needs to have siyata d'shmaya. And paskining a shayla b'makom Rebbe, one doesn't have the proper siyata d'shmaya to paskin the shayla properly. There's another approach that the Rishonim, that the Mefarshim say. There's a famous Shtickel Torah from Chaim Shmulevitz in his Sichas Musar. He says that the reason is because we know that the entire success of Klal Yisrael depends on the Messiah, on the Talmud Rebbe father-son relationship. If a Talmud is going to paskin a shayla b'makom rabbi, that represents that he's not following that Messiah. It's the Rebbe who's supposed to teach the Talmidim. And the breakdown of that Messiah is the breakdown of Klal Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara in Masechet Kedushin says that the biggest klola that Yeshaya says Klal Yisrael will be affected by is the pasuk that says Yehavu Hanar Bezokin Vanikla Benichbed, that the young people will take the place of the old people. The breakdown of that Mesoira is the destruction of Klal Yisrael. And in fact, I saw the Gemara says, perhaps we'll speak about this more in coming shiurim, that when Shmuel was in the Mishkan, he paskined the shayla in front of Eli. He paskined that the shechita is ksher bizarre. They were waiting for Kahanim to come do the shechita. And Shmuel said, we don't have to wait for Kahanim to come do the shechita. Shechita is ksher bizarre. So the Gemara says that Eli said, Meimer Shapa Ka'amrit, you're saying correctly, Elo Shemar Halacha B'fnei Rabbi At. Even though what you're saying is correct, it doesn't make a difference. Yomar Halacha B'fnei Rabbi. So all the Mefarshim ask that this statement seems to be self-contradictory. First he says, Meim B'Shapa Ka'amrit, what you're saying is correct. So if he's saying it's correct, so what's wrong with what he's doing? So the Mefarshim explain, Eli was telling Shmuel, what you're paskening is the correct psak, but that doesn't change the seriousness of what you're doing, because what you're doing is a breakdown of the of following a Rebbe, a Talmud following a Rebbe, and not the other way around. And no matter how correct what you're saying is, it doesn't change that issue that you're Meira Halacha B'fnei Rabba'at, and that you are Chayiv Misa, as our Gemara discusses and that Gemara discusses as well. And in fact, I sort of Mefarshim explained with the Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel speaks about a situation where there was a Talmud that paskened the Shaila in front of his Rebbe, Rebbe Lezer. And Rebbe Lezer says, Tamiyani, I'm not quite certain if he'll live out the year. Tamiyani, he said to his wife, I'm not quite certain if he's going to live out the year. And the Gemara says, indeed, and indeed the Gemara says, he didn't survive. Amalai, so his wife said, Navi ata, are you a Navi? Amalai, Navi anochi, v'lai ben Navi anochi. I'm not a Navi, nor a son of a Navi. El kach mekublani, kol amar aloch lefnei Rabbi Chayiv Misa. So I saw that the Mefarshim asked that Rav Elazar HaGrunia, was he so strict with his Talmidim that if a Talmud indeed paskened the Shaila in his presence, he said he's Chayiv Misa, and he wasn't ready to be Meichel him? Don't we know the Mefarshim say that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Tes on the base, Misha Nenesh Chaveroi Al Yodai, if somebody causes that somebody else should be punished, Eimachnisen Oisoi B'Mechitzosoi Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's not allowed into the Mechitzah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how here, asked the Mefarshim, did Rebbe Elazar take such a strong position? But according to the way we're explaining, that Rebbe Elazar Megruner realized that if a Talmud is going to start paskening Shilas in front of his Rebbe, it's the breakdown of our Masorah. And the breakdown of our Masorah is the end of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the Rebbe Elazar had no choice but to take this very strong position. But Taifas, at the beginning of the Sugya, says that even though our Gemara is teaching us how serious it is that one may not paskin a shaila in front of his Rebbe, Taifas says that that's only when a question is brought to a Talmud. If a question is brought to the Talmud has no right to paskin the shaila b'mokum rabba. But if it's not a situation where the shaila is being brought, where they're just talking and learning, then of course the Talmud is allowed to say his opinions. And the Gra brings a gevaldige raya to this concept that Taisu says. He says, Shas is full of machloikas tanoim and full of machloikas amaroim. And we don't necessarily see that all the machloikas of tanoim and amaroim were strictly by contemporaries, not between Rebbe and Talmidim. The reason is because a Talmud, when it's not for the sake of paskin geshayla, but it's just talking and learning, that is permitted to be paskined, even in a situation where it's, even when it's a situation when it's a shayla, it's also when it's just talking and learning, it's mutter. So Tosfos goes on to say that something which is obvious and well known to all is also permitted to be paskined, even b'makom rabbi. There are obviously two questions on that psak of Taisus. One question is that the Gemara says, "What's afil bay b'kutcha? Even eggs in dairy are awesome." So interestingly enough, I saw that the Mefarshim explained that what does our Gemara use as an example of a question that's considered absolutely simple, a question of Beya B'Kotcha. So I saw very nice pshat. Be'ya, we know, means eggs. On Pesach, we eat eggs. We know that on the Pesach Kara, there's an egg placed. We know that the minhag by most communities is that they eat an egg during the Seder. Kutcha, as we know, is a dairy dish, which we know on Shavuos, people typically eat dairy dishes. The Gemara is saying, Peya is Pesach, Kutcha is Shavuos. We know that the days between Pesach and Shavuos are the days of the Sfira. Those were the days where the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva were Nifter. And why were the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva Nifter? Because Shaloi Nagu b'Kavod. They didn't act with the proper Kavod. So the Gemara is trying to show us how critical it is to act with the proper Kavod. Because remember the lesson of the Sfira. Remember the lesson of Bei B'Kutcha, that one is not allowed to, and not allowed to, not allowed to ask Paskin a Shail B'Makom Rabbi the need for showing proper Derech Eretz. But if that's the case, that as Tosfos says, something which is absolutely known, there is no problem. So everybody knows that you're allowed to eat eggs and dairy. So why is that usher? And because of that question, Tosfos has a different explanation in Bei B'Kutcha. Tosfos says the definition of Bei B'Kutcha refers to eggs that are found in the chicken. When somebody opened up a chicken, that are you allowed to eat that egg? Because maybe that egg, since it's part of the chicken, maybe it's considered meat, maybe it's considered fleishiks. How do we understand Rashi? If indeed the halacha is, and that's the halacha, the paskins and Shulchan Aruch, that something which is obvious, may there is no problem of hara b'makom rabbi, so then why is this an issue? So the as it says in Shulchan Aruch, that in Simen Reish Membeis Sif Ches, then anything that's obvious is not considered hara b'makom rabbi. So the Paiskim give a number of explanations, because according to Rashi, this is an obvious psak, that one is allowed to eat eggs and dairy. Some explain that if it's a chiddush for the person who's asking the question, that's already considered enough of a chiddush that it's not permitted for Talmud to paskin b'makom rabbi. So even though, especially the way Rashi explains the Gemara's question, it is a very obvious halacha, but the person who was asking the question, obvious to him, it wasn't obvious, otherwise it wouldn't have been asked. Therefore, it's considered asur. And that's the wording of the Shulchan Aruch. If one looks in the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simen Resh Membei, Sif Ches, Lemikri Hara, Ela B'Davish Shesh by Chiddush L'Shoyim, only if there's a Chiddush, Aval B'Hara Yedua, Shipshut L'Kol, by a Ra which is known to everybody, Kigoy Nois Tam of Gam, or Levatel Issa B'Shishim, Kiyotz B'Elu Mutar. So it's clear that he's saying that if it's a Chiddush to the Shoyim, then it's already not that's already an issue. The Drisha, however, takes a different approach, and he says that it's only considered a chiddush, not just because if the person asked the question, obviously he didn't know, but if it's something that's well known to everyone, even though it wasn't known specifically to the person asking the question, that does not turn it into a chiddush. He explains that it's only considered a chiddush if the Rav is going to say something is usur, which the person who asked the question thinks is mutter, or vice versa, the Rav is going to say something is mutter, which the person who asked the Shaila thought is usur. That's the situation that he says represents a chiddush. But if it's not that way, it doesn't represent a chiddush. Furthermore, the Orchis Chaim and many Poskim quote this Orchis Chaim, says that this entire issue of paskening b'mokum rabbi does not really apply b'zman hazeh. It really doesn't apply nowadays, because since nowadays we have the Sforim, so the Orchis Chaim quotes the Rabbeinu Yoina, that since we have everything quoted in Sforim, so the Sforim are really our Rebbe's, and since the Sforim are really our Rebbe's, that's why there is no real significant issue of Meir HaLocha B'fnei Rabbi. And that's indeed what the Shulchan Aruch paskens there in Reish Mem Beis Siftes. Mish Yesh Mish HaKosuf, Shekol HaKosuf B'Sforim, B'Piski HaGo'inim, anything that's quoted the Sforim from the Piski Go'inim, Yochel L'Hairois B'mei Rabbi, he's allowed to paskin even if his Rebbe is alive. Rak lo yoyu dovim melibay, he shouldn't paskin something from himself. For lo yismach al riyosov ladamas milsa milsa latzmai. Only what it says the Farish in the Sforim may one paskin nowadays that everything is written in the Sforim. However, this brings up a very significant question. Because the Gemara, in the next Gemara, says, by my name Rav Chisda, call Shnei Rav Huna. Any question that was asked to Rav Chisda, as long as Rav Huna was alive, he refused the paskin. And continues the Gemara, Omle Rav Yaakov Bar Abba Labaya, he got Megillus Tainus. They had a Megillus Tainus where they had a list of all the days when one may not fast. The Ksiva Mamancha, which is available to all to learn. Malu Ure Burasta the Rebbe. Can one paskin a shayla about what's written in the Megillus Tainus? Amale, Hachi Amar of Yosef, Afilu Bey Bekitcha Boyman Rav Chisda Kol Shnei Rav Huna V'loy Oiru. The Gemara says something even as obvious as something quoted in the Megillus Tainus, one may not paskin B'mokum Rabbi. But that, of course, is very difficult to understand now. If we're saying now, as the Shulchan Aruch paskened, that everything that's written is not a problem. So if it's written in the Megillus Tainus, why is it also? So there are a number of answers given. The Shach discusses this Shaila. The Drisha paskens that even though one is allowed to paskin something that's written explicitly in a sefer, that's only if he's not in the presence of his Rebbe. But if he's in the presence of his Rebbe, that may not be paskined. Another pshat that I saw is that, as we said a few moments ago, nowadays there are sfarim available. And since there are so many Sfarim available, so the Sfarim are considered our Rebbe. But in those days, the Megillus Tainus was the only written Sefer. So this cooler that exists, that if something is written in a Sefer, you could pass it in front of your Rebbe, did not apply in those days yet. Another Pshat that the Shach says, is as the Shulchan Aruch just said, only something which is written explicitly in a sefer may talmud paskin b'makom rabbi. The question that the Gemara refers to that was asked regarding the Megillus Tainus was something that was not explicit in the Megillus Tainus, and it required dimui milsa l'milsa. That may not be done. That may not be paskined b'makom rabbi because it's not something which is explicitly quoted in the cipher. So, most of us would understand that this halacha that we just quoted, that if something is written explicitly in a cipher, then the issue of Talmud B'Mokum Rabbi doesn't exist, represents a gevaldige gekula. However, the Shaila Tshuvas Shvus Yaakov actually indicates that it also represents a chumrah. Because if we're learning now, he says, that the Rebbe, that who is considered our Rebbe, that the one that's considered our Rebbe are the Svarim. So the issue of Talmud B'Makom Rabbi may not apply specifically to a Rebbe, but applies to our Svarim. And therefore, if somebody is approached with a Shaila, he shouldn't pass in the Shaila without looking into the Sefer. Just like there's an Isser of Hayroah B'Makom Rabbi, so if the Sefer is now my Rebbe, I'm not allowed to pass from the Shaila without checking the Sefer first. And therefore, he paskins, the Pesach Tshuva quotes the Shlosh Yaakov, that one should not paskin a Shaila, even if it's something that he knows, without checking in a Sefer. In general, the Paiskim also discuss, the Prima Gadim discusses this, and other Paiskim go on to discuss this, that without, that it's always the right thing to check what you're going to say in a Sefer. You might not have learned what you're saying, what you're talking about for quite a while, and to be certain what you're saying is accurate, the only way you can be sure that it's accurate is by checking it in a Sefer. Another reason the Paiskim say one should always check what he's about to say in a Sefer before he actually says it is because we want the person who's asking the question to feel that the question he asked is an important question and a good question. How will the person have this feeling if I have to go, if the Rav has to go and check for the answer in a Sefer? That shows that this is a serious question, and the person will feel that his questions are important and will ask again. But if the question is asked and the person just answers off the cuff, then the person will not feel so good about asking questions. Especially, say the Paiskim, when it comes to a question regarding Dine Mamnus, financial situation, where if a person, where the Rav is just going to pass in the Shaila without looking in the Sefer, so we know that people aren't anxious to part from their money. So if somebody's going to ask the Rav a Shaila about Dine Mamnus, and the person is going to get the feeling that the Rav did not give this Shaila the proper attention it deserved, he may not be comfortable in fulfilling the Psak. Only if the person gets the real feeling that the Rav shows that this Shaila is a serious Shaila, and he had to look it up in a Sefer, is the person who asked the Shaila more likely to take that Shaila seriously. Take that psak seriously. I saw a beautiful vart. We're learning now that something which is obvious is not considered a situation where you're mayra halacha b'fnei rabbi. So I saw the Gemara on daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph gives an example of mayra halacha b'fnei rabbi. The Gemara gives the example the Bnei Aaron who paskined that they have to bring Eish min HaShemayim, that Eish min HaHedrit, they have to bring their own fire, and they paskined that halacha in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, who considered Moira halacha b'fnei Rabbi. There's a very interesting medrash. The medrash says, Vayidam Aaron, after Aaron's children, Nadav Avihu, passed away, Vayidam Aaron, the pasuk says, Aaron HaKohen remained silent. And the Medrash says, Ma havelei lemeimer. What should Aaron have said that the Pasuk gives him credit for remaining silent? So Medrash, a difficult Medrash, says, Havelei lemeimer, he should have said, B'yoyim hashmini yimol b'sar olosai. Then the eighth day of meal is done. So nobody understands the Medrash. What does B'yoyim hashmini yimol b'sar olosai have to do with the Yidam Aaron? So Mefarshim say, beautiful pshat. There's a famous Gemara. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Kiva was asked if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have a Mila, he should have created us that way. Why does the person have to make his own Mila? And the answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to participate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to make us perfect. We have to work on making ourselves perfect. Which is the exact same reason why even though Eish Yorad Min HaShemayim, fire came down from heaven, still the halacha is that even though fire came down from heaven, the halacha is the mitzvah lahavi min ahedit, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to participate. So now, if that's the case, this halacha, that we have to bring our own fire and not just rely on the Eish Min HaShemayim, is not a chiddush. It's something that the Torah already taught us. And we're learning now that if it's a halacha that we already know, there is no problem of Meir Halacha B'fnei Rabbi. So Aaron could have said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did you consider my children Meir Halacha B'fnei Rabbi and that they were taken away from the world for that reason? Yet for Yidam Aaron didn't ask questions. He accepted Hashem's psak, even though he had a question, because we're supposed to always accept Kikol Drachov Mishpat.